Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's the Greg Fogue and John Burton Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
who wants to party?
On the radio.
Hold on to your hat.
They're a bunch of drama queens that spend an hour talking and 20 minutes jumping around while close up.
This is the Greg Fogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hold it!
Call now at 844-5600.
We are created to serve a singular purpose for which we will go to any length to fulfill.
Now, here are your hosts, Greg Fogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Friday morning to you. How you doing? Hope it's a good start for what is a wonderful, wonderful weekend for you. All present accounted for here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Crazy Charlie, John Burton, Greg Pogue, all presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Good morning, fellows.
What's happening, man? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Charlie, good morning to you, sir.
You're already going on vacation next week.
Stop
trying to make
us
sound.
I'm chipper this morning. No. I brought you going away gifts.
I hear it in the voice. He's like, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to get out of here early. Looking to get on your vacation early, huh?
By the way, Charlie, you and I have got a great week set up for next week when Pogie's off.
So. Well, of course we do, because Pogue's off.
All right. Monday, we're gonna break down the Titans-Texans game with former Titans Pro Bowl safety, Chris Hope. He's going to join us on Monday.
In studio. Cool.
Tuesday, in studio, my buddy from News Channel 5, meteorologist Henry Rothenberg, will be here. Next Friday, we'll do Picking with the Pickers with my man Rory Johnston, our lead anchor from News Channel 5.
Strong.
And Thursday is TBA. Obviously, no show on Wednesday with Commitments.
So, right.
It's shaping up to be pretty good. So we'll do just fine without you. How about that?
Yeah. Remind me. I need to text Brad Powers and remind him. We don't. I don't know if he'll want to come on with Bill. I guess on that Wednesday. I don't know. But we'll need to figure that out. Yeah, I just remember that.
He'll probably do it.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I'll leave that with him and Bill, because I know Bill with commitments. Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah.
You need to go down and check that out. The Tuesday
I'm
night before the Bill King suite and the night, and then...
I'm planning on going down just and hang out for a little bit and just kind of soak it all in and just, I think it's going to be something fun and...
free food.
Well, there's that.
Wednesday.
That's always a plus.
So, and Bar Lines will be open at 6 and all the way through till 11. Bill will be doing all 5 hours down at Commitments. Obviously, Charlie will be down there and Music City Todd. So, got that. So, cool. Sounds like you're ready. I can go ahead and leave now then, right? Well, no, I'm not leaving until I've got
go action. Go on and go. Walk out the door.
Well, no, I've
just turn around now because I don't need you anymore.
Well, you don't pretend. Yeah. I still got to
be careful what you wish for, right? I need you.
Tomorrow
I need
morning, I got University Showcase at 8, and then I got the TSU basketball coaches show Sunday morning, and then I got a TSU game Sunday afternoon,
right.
And I got my jazz show Sunday night. But I've
you have a jazz show?
Yes, I do, at AcmeRadioLive.com. But I've already recorded the one that will be the 4th annual Jeff Coffin's Cool and Groovy Yuletide Jazz Special. I recorded
sweet
Wednesday, and it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah. Kind of a holiday special?
Holiday
That's
jazz.
Great, man.
Holiday jazz music, and of course, Jeff, he's been on this station several times. In our Picking with the Pickers, he's a sax player for the Dave Matthews Band.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but by the way, today, Dusty Slay, comedian, he will be Picking with the Pickers. He's at Zany's Wednesday night, and this guy's like knocking it out of the park. Comedy Central, and he's been on Jimmy Kimmel, and so he's going to join us. And then Eric Hasseltine at 9:25. The Grizzlies have won a couple in a row. They've gotten Ja Morant back. We've got them on the air the next two nights. Tonight and tomorrow night. So I thought we'd talk with Eric. And, of course, the Titans and the Raiders front and center. And, I mean.
Titans, Raiders was last
what
week.
What did I say?
They got the Texans this week.
That's the Texans this week. Yeah. I'm already a week. I'm already off.
It's fine.
Titans, I'm excited.
Vacation mode over here.
Titans.
Mailing it in, right, Charlie? Charlie's nodding in agreement. I'm kidding.
Titans and the Texans. And does it all hinge on how healthy Derrick Henry is?
I think a lot of it does hinge on how healthy Derrick Henry is. Didn't practice again yesterday. I would imagine he's going to try and at least go out and do a little bit today. We'll find out, obviously, as the day goes along. But, you know, we talked to him yesterday, and I asked him point blank. I said, what percentage do you think you'll be on Sunday? And he just looked at me and said, "I'll be ready. I'll be ready to go." So in his mind, he'll play on Sunday and he'll be good enough.
Yeah.
Obviously, he won't be 100% with the hamstring. Who is 100% this time of year in the National Football League, right?
Especially if you're with a hamstring.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But, you know, all indications are is, you know, he'll be in the lineup. How effective he'll be, we'll find out. But as big a concern as that, and we talked about this, you know, the secondary is also a big concern for the Titans as well. Some guys banged up there. Hopefully get LeSean Sims back. It looks like Fuller's going to be available. I know he's practicing.
Well, he's got the same issue.
Right. He's got a hamstring, and he's a speed guy. Yeah. So, you know, he's one of the faster guys in the league. So if he's slowed down by a hamstring, that's an advantage for the Titans. But, yeah, this is going to be, you know, we'll see what the weather's like, but it's going to be a grinded out kind of game, man. It's going to be defense running the football. I think it's going to be relatively low scoring, and I think the Titans have an advantage on special teams. I think they have a, you know, obviously they have the home field advantage, and I think the crowd's going to show up and really give their support on Sunday. This is the kind of game that, you know, they've been waiting for a long time around here. So it's going to be a chess match, and I think one of the intangibles when you look at the, you know, the game beyond the game, if you will, you know, the Texans were embarrassed last week on their home field against a sub-500 Denver Bronco team that just came in there and just mopped the floor with them. So they understand what this game means and how important it is. So I expect, you know, a down-to-the-wire, relatively low-scoring, hard-hitting physical football game on Sunday. It's going to be a blast.
And the play action is so important for the Titans. So the defense has to believe that Derrick Henry is going to get the football and be effective, or the play action is not going to work. It's not because they're going to, because you want them having to, you know, think that run is coming.
Sure.
And that's what, and Tannehill's played off of it so well. By the way, according to the National Weather Service, Sunday, isolated showers after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 50, calm wind. It says calm.
Well, that's good news for Ryan Suckup now, isn't it?
Well, unless
and he needs some good news right about now.
He needs about a gale force behind him.
That's a good point.
But
don't you think special teams is probably could be the difference
in this
game?
Except for maybe the – I don't know about Suckup. And, man, if this is a field goal game –
Right, exactly. If he's lining up for a 48-yarder at the gun
– I don't know if –
And they're down two.
I don't think it'll be him. I don't think he will kick past 45 yards.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's
right.
The other – why do you think they're carrying two kickers on a 53-man roster?
Right. It's kind of like a Vinatieri Colts thing.
Insurance.
Yeah.
It's insurance. Yeah. And what's the guy's name? I can't even think of the kicker.
Sanyos or something?
Yeah, yeah.
We should probably know this.
Really?
We're professionals, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be running out there. And so, anyway, let's get a call. We got Cattleman from East Nashville. Well, he's groovy enough for East Nashville. East Tennessee. What's up, man?
I'm a Gulch guy, Pogie Dog.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're uptown.
East Nashville's a little too funky for me, Pogie Dog. I'm deep East Nashville. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you're out past where it all exploded.
If you go east, you'll run into me. Hey, Pogie Dog, I wanted to ask you about this Tiger High Tennessee game and also about the Kiffin hire, but I'll say one thing on the Titans real quick. You know, they've drafted two bums in a row, and you know, Locker and Mariota. We call him Guarantanamo over here because he's just a bum. Are the Titans going to have to get a quarterback this draft?
I think Tannehill's proven that he can, you know, he's not a franchise-type quarterback, but, I mean, he's physically there, and he's matured into a really good quarterback. So
you really think that guy's the quarterback of the future?
No, but I think he is. I don't think there's anybody in the draft that's going to walk through the door and start, you know, day one. Where are they going to be drafting? Where are they going to draft? Probably in the 20
late range. Teens, early 20s.
You know, so there's nobody there that I'd want. All the good ones will be gone. I don't think they're going to trade up.
Well, who's coming this year, Greg? Is Fields coming out this year?
Well, is he a – it's – well, you got Burrow, you got the quarterback.
You got Fromm, you got Burrow. Tua, even though he's hurt.
Quarterback at Oregon.
Yeah, Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
My guess would be, Kellerman, and I know you didn't ask me, but that's fine. I'll chime in anyway. My guess would be I think the Titans are going to go as close to all in as possible to try to get Ryan Tannehill signed for 3 to 5 years, and then maybe in year two or year three, draft a quarterback and start the development process there. I think they like what they have with Tannehill. Is he, you know, Is he a guy that can carry a team on his back and lead them to the Super Bowl? Well, probably not, but I think he's shown capability that if you build around him, you give him a good running game, good offensive line, good weapons on the outside, he can be effective for you. And you look at his, you know, this guy's completing 75% of his passes. He's got the most average yards per attempt in the National Football League. I mean, you got to admit, the guy's balling right now.
Well, Fromm, I think he regressed. I think he had a 39-point quarterback rate against LSU. So I don't see him in the first round of the NFL draft.
Oh, he'll go in the first round. I promise you that.
Who's that?
I disagree with you
Jake
there.
Fromm.
I'm not a scout.
Fair enough.
I disagree. Hey, two things here, guys. Pokey Dog, I need a pick on Tennessee versus Tiger High tomorrow.
I don't even know what the spread is. I would say without Wise.
I don't think it'll come out till tomorrow.
Yeah, the Vols, I would say the Vols would be about a 4-point favorite, probably 3-4 points. I heard you on with Bill earlier today talking about James Wiseman. Of course, he started at Innsworth, and you're right. No one goes down I-40 West permanently without some incentive. And of course, the TSSAA ruled down on that, and it stinks to high heaven. It really does. You know.
Yeah, you know, this is supposed to be a step-back year for Barnes. He took a year or two off early on recruiting when he first got the job over here. But I think he's got a Euro player coming in after Christmas, and they're both ranked 17. Tennessee and Tiger High are both 17 in the coaches' poll. Barnes, this was thought to be a step-back year, but looks like he might slip in the tournament.
I think he will. And I was talking about I can't think of the guy that's becoming eligible, but I think he's from Australia, correct? Or is he from Europe?
He's somewhere. I think he's Europe somewhere.
Okay.
Hey, last thing for you, Pokey Dog. My man Kiffin, I hadn't heard your take on it. You think that's a good hire for Ole Miss?
Heck yeah. It's at the, you know, he put him right at the top of the ESPN ticker. I mean, it's, he'll recruit, he'll coach, keep him away from all the Grove on game day, and he'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you know, as long as he can go to the tried out house at Starkville, though. He's single, you know.
He can do whatever he wants to. That stuff doesn't bother me. If he can coach,
it doesn't bother me either, Pokey Dog. But it bothers a lot of these Kiffin haters.
Well, it's sort of like with those who detract from Peyton Manning say, "Oh, he mooned somebody in college."
Well, I'll tell you this, Greg. I'll let you go with this. You know, Ole Miss has never been any good in football outside of the Johnny Vaught days back in the '60s. So the Kiffin haters will be saying he can't do anything there. Well, who the heck ever else did outside of Hugh Freeze? Now, I have to say, Hugh Freeze did a pretty damn good job there. But if Kiffin can go 8-4, you know, consistently 8-4, they'll sell a million tickets down there. Then the biggest party in the SEC. Now, LSU throws a pretty good party too, though.
Yeah, I would say LSU is the top of that list. That's a wild party. Ole Miss is a genteel party.
Yeah, but you got Kiffin now. You got the Lane train. You got Hollywood in town. Mm-hmm. So things are going to change a little bit. Hey, love you, Pokey Dog. You get there. Y'all have a big weekend. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
See you.
I guess he didn't want to talk to you.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Of course, James Wiseman, the 7-1 guy, will be probably the number one overall pick in the draft. And the NCAA, that whole thing with what happened with him at Memphis East High School and then now taking him into college from there, it's, well, you know, TSSAA's ruled on it and the NCAA's ruled on it. And he's not playing tomorrow. I wish he were.
I know. I wish he was, too. But I still there's some good juice going into this game though. Going back to the game last year, and you know, is there some beef between Penny Hardaway and Rick Barnes? We don't know. You know, like I said, Barnes kind of threw cold water on it this week and said, "No, you know, I respect Penny. He's done a great job," and so it should be a fun game, fun early season game. And you know, to Cattleman's point, listen, yeah, you lose some stud players last year on a team that, you know, was this close to going to the Elite Eight. You know, they were an overtime away from going to the Elite Eight. But the cupboard's not completely bare at Tennessee this year. So, and you see what Barnes has done. They're ranked right now. And I think they've got a great shot to have a decent seed in the tournament. You know, will they duplicate what they did last year? Probably not. But, you know, you got Bowden, you got Fulkerson. You still got some pretty good players there coming back. And so it'll be a nice test for him tomorrow, though. I'm looking forward to that game. That's really the first regular season college basketball game I've looked forward to in a while, quite frankly.
But, yeah, it's 2 o'clock on ESPN tomorrow afternoon for those who want. Yeah, I think I'll take that in as well. Sabres last night, 4-3 winners over the Predators. Jake Eichel with a couple goals. He's now he added to his 15-point.
22 goals for the year, second in the NHL.
Yeah, 15-game.
15-game point streak, right?
Leads the NFL. Deshane Sissons,
Or the NHL.
What did you say, NFL?
You said NFL.
I don't know. They're playing the Raiders, too, by the way. Duchesne Sissons, Johansson.
Well, Titans coach Mike Tomlin thinks. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
No, Buffalo Bills coach Marv Levy. Yeah. Sabres 4, Preds 3 last night. And Charlie, the Saros 28 saves. I know Ullmark had 36 saves. And Jimmy Vesey scored a goal last night for the Sabres as well. But it was a pretty good game. I watched most of it. Pretty decent game.
First thought, Jimmy Vesey, since you brought his name up, thank God he chose to sign somewhere else. Because for everybody who thought he was going to be penned in, guaranteed a first-line winger in this NHL, he is far from it. He is barely a third-line winger in the NHL. That's why the New York Rangers gave up on him and sent him off to Buffalo. But he did pick up a goal last night in the Sabres 4-3 win over the Preds. And listen, fellas, we got to talk about something. Was it a good game? Yeah, sure. When it was 5-on-5, it was fine. But you get a 5-on-3 power play, and you generate 0 shots on goal. You have an empty net scenario for a minute and 42 seconds at the end of the game, and you're out there doing a passing drill like they set cones up in the middle of the ice and said, you're not allowed to go into that zone. Are you freaking kidding me? You have an extra player, 2 extra players on the 5-on-3, right, and you make a pass to nowhere that just sits there until a defender can get to it and clear it. Then you get it back, get it all the way back into the zone, and what do? You turn it over just inside the blue line to get it cleared. So the 5-on-3, abysmal. And then the empty net. I was certain the entire night that this was an overtime game. Interconference matchups typically find themselves with both teams collecting points because the extra point's not a big deal when it comes to the standings when you're playing the other conference.
Right.
I was so sure the way this game was playing out, the way the flow of this game was going, the way they were trading leads back and forth, that it was going to go to OT. So when it comes to 1:42 to go, the Preds pull UC Saros, they get him to the bench. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of where I thought we would be.
Right.
And then I see over the course of 1:42, Dan Hamhuis is the only player to take a shot towards the net, and it's from 75 feet away with everyone else standing to the outside. No traffic, no movement, no just nothing. Absolutely nothing. And after last night's play, fellas, the special teams, 27th in the NHL on the power play, 26th on the penalty kill. And this comes after the broadcast was bragging about the penalty kill last night. So if the penalty kill has been so good as of late, they've only gotten themselves up to 26th out of 31 clubs in the NHL. The Predators brought in an additional assistant coach this season to help with special teams. There are, 75 consultants and assistant coaches working on the special teams for the Predators right now? Every one of them needs to be updating their resume.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. This coaching staff's loyalty is its biggest issue, its biggest fault, and in any other sport, let me ask you both something. In the NFL, if your defense after the half point of the season is one of the worst in the league, what happens to the defensive coordinator?
Well, listen, I can speak to this being a Giants fan, and the Giants have probably the worst defense in the National Football League, and their defensive coordinator for now is a guy by the name of James Betcher. I do not expect him to return in 2020.
Correct. So last year when the Nashville Predators power play was worse than the NHL, and they brought in an additional assistant coach instead of getting rid of the coach that was handling the power play.
Right.
All they did was add another voice to the room that's clearly not getting it done. Listen, if this Predator staff doesn't see a shakeup and they continue to underperform to the degree that they're underperforming, something has got to change. If the head coach wants to go down on the hill of being so loyal to his assistant coaches that it ultimately costs an incredible roster full of talent a season, which that's what we're currently going to start talking about. If this team misses the playoffs, this is a waste of a season for this roster.
It's a colossal disappointment.
A complete waste. And it will cost Peter Laviolette his job if they miss the playoffs this year.
It would have
and
to.
All of the assistant coaches as well. So, in light of, they should be making a change now. They should be doing something to let people know that 27th and 26th in the NHL on special teams is not good enough. Last night, losing to Buffalo, it happens. But when you have a 142 at the empty net, you don't get a shot on goal. When you have a 5-on-3 and you don't get a shot on goal. When your power play is as bad as it's been with Matt Duchene, Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, Roman Josi right. on the ice.
Yeah.
Something's got to give, yeah. and it's about to be the fan base's patience.
I mean, that's got to be disturbing for the fan base and for the team in general, because like you said, this was supposed to be a priority this offseason, fixing the special teams. What, they go 0 for 15 in the playoff series loss to the Stars, 0 for 16,
possibly
whatever it was,
the single reason you can point to, certainly the easiest reason you can point to, as to why the Preds lost in the first round
Dallas's
last year.
Top line was unstoppable in that series, but you know, but that's like the main factor. But yeah, I agree with you, man. Special teams has got to clean up,
or
this team's going to find themselves on the outside
looking in. At
this
point, fellas, 30 games played, 14-11-5, 33 points. It's only 3 points out of last place in the Central. Massively underperforming. We just covered the special teams, the coaching issues. They've got to get things turned around. After all, they just faced a team in New Jersey that changed the coach. They'll face their next opponent, the Dallas Stars, who have changed the coach, and three other clubs besides those two have already changed coaches for varying and different reasons.
Right.
So, for Peter Laviolette,
not all of them hockey-related.
How cold is that seat at this point? We know David Poile is incredibly loyal to his head coaches. This is only the fifth one he's ever had in all of his years with Washington and Nashville. But at some point, that trend is going to have to change because David Poile is going to be retiring in the next couple of years, and this roster cannot afford to just be wasted.
Thank you, Charlie. Good stuff, man. Hey, by the way, just to tidy up on Jake Fromm, he's in Great Blue North Draft Report, just filled up one mock draft, 13th overall at the Tampa Bay. So
he'll be drafted in the first round.
He's definitely a first rounder. Just all right, let's take a break. Coming up after it, the voice of the Grizzlies, Eric Hasseltine.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
His favorite bourbon, her favorite bottle of wine. Magic moments begin at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits in Brentwood. Whether hosting a party or just looking for a nice bottle of wine for dinner, you can't go wrong with Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, with an impressive array of wine and spirits to choose from. How many times have you been in a supermarket wandering up and down the wine aisle, getting more confused and frustrated by the minute? When you ask for help, they know less than you do. Tim Brinkman and the staff at Brinkman's Wine and Spirits will make you feel welcomed and appreciated. They have a passion for personal service to help you make the best selection for your specific taste and budget. The originator of local bourbon tastings, there's always opportunities to discover new spirits and wines. Looking for gift ideas? They can assist you with suggestions for all occasions. Rediscover Brinkman's Wine and Spirits, located at 7110 Town Center Way, just east of Franklin Road and the roundabout by the Brentwood Post Office. Good. Better. Brinkman's.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance at some rain after 8 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies, and we'll get up to 49 to wrap up your work week today. Could see showers before 11 o'clock tonight, and then again after 1 a.m. cloudy skies and down to 41. Another shot at some rain to kick off your weekend tomorrow. Most of that will happen before noon. Cloudy skies and 50. Sports Radio
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Get in at 615-844-5600.
But not right now. Goggin Coldall Studios, we're presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Was looking at our broadcast schedule on you can go to WNSR.com and just look at our calendar of all the things that we have. And we're in a 11-day stretch where we got seven Grizzlies games. We had the good win they had in Phoenix Wednesday night. They got the Bucks at home tonight. Then the also with the Wizards in town. We got the voice of the Grizzlies on with us, Eric Hasseltine. Good morning, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Good morning.
Hey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's I know I watched the game Wednesday night, and what a good win, and you obviously getting Ja Morant back. It just seems like this team's on a bit of an uptick right now.
Well, they play so much better with him in the lineup mm-hmm. because it's not just having him, and he's got so much potential and is really showing the entire NBA fan base around the world why he was the number two selection. Some people say it could have been number one, but it just adds to your depth as well. The back spasms gave an opportunity for D'Anthony Melton, who's in that guard rotation as well, to get some extra minutes, and he's playing really well. They were excited to get him from Phoenix in the offseason in a trade. So he just has a command of the game. And so as he comes back, you see everybody else get better around him. Dylan Brooks is finding openings and not having to create his own shot. Jaren Jackson Jr. the same way. And the two games he came back on that road trip, they're just a better team. And, I mean, I hate to say it so captain obviously, but they're a better team when he's on the floor. It's just, I mean, you can see it in so many other aspects just of the fact that he's so exciting to watch.
Yeah, what does it mean for the fan base to have a superstar like Ja Morant, with the Grizzlies? You know, you guys had Gasol all those years and Mike Conley Jr. and, of course, you know, Big Z. This is a guy, obviously, you know, the fan base really identifies with that team, I know, in Memphis. What does it mean for the fan base to have a potential superstar like Ja Morant in their city playing for their team?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. You know, that's a conversation we had a bunch on this last trip. He's right now second in the NBA in fourth quarter scoring, which is remarkable because he's right there with Kawhi Leonard. He was tied for second. They're either right there or one's a slight edge ahead of the other, and James Harden's leading the league. And that shows his willingness to take the big moment and be a part of that and lead at the right time. So Mike Conley was terrific in his tenure here. Marc Gasol was fantastic. Zach Randolph is, you know, in a lot of people's minds, the best Grizzly to play in Memphis overall. And then you had Tony Allen, who was just a fan favorite with how hard he played and the things he did that kind of brought it all together. But this is different. This is a guy that we're gonna be going to arenas for the next handful of years, and there's going to be a lot of people in those buildings with his jersey on. He's remarkably humble about the fact that he knows he can still get better. He's a tireless worker. And I think that stems from the fact that his entire basketball playing life, he's kind of been overlooked. You know, the story has gone around about how he ended up at Murray State, how he was in a secondary gym at a camp, and one of the Murray State assistants was there to actually look at another kid and called the head coach and said, "Hey, I'm offering this kid now." And the head coach said, "Do it." He ends up 2 years later being the number two pick. And even then, after his freshman year, at some summer camps, and he wasn't getting the recognition a lot of people thought that he should. And you know, he formed a relationship with a former Grizzly and Chandler Parsons, who I think was running a camp and was there and said, "Hey, you got to get this kid involved more. He's a potential top five pick," a lot of people say. So that kind of, I wouldn't say slight, but that lack of, you weren't a prodigy, you had to work for it, that stuck with him. I mean, he's working night in, night out. His jump shot right now from the time we first saw him in training camp is light years better. And that's the one thing I always tell people, you can always get better at a jumper. You can't teach a guy to be able to dunk on a 7-footer the way he can. But you can
that was ridiculous about the way the other day. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yikes.
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate that I had some reserve at that point because I about broke.
You could have broke some FCC laws, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And we discussed it after, and I said, this, I got on the bus going back to the hotel because we stayed over, and I looked at my boss. I shook my hand and he goes, what's wrong? I said, this kid's going to cost me money. I'm getting fined. I just want it on record that I'm not getting fired if I say it. You know, there's a few four-letter bombs that go behind. He does things. And the crazy thing was, guys, you know, and I don't think I'm prophetic in this because I think anybody that had watched some of the early games he played in, I had said on a radio show in Memphis, I said, he's going to get somebody. And I said it before the Golden State game. I said, he's going to get somebody on a dunk, and people are going to realize just how athletic this guy is. Now, in the Golden State game where he got a guy was – on a dribble move that, you know, arguably could have been called a carry, but he froze a guy and goes, and I was just like, what are we watching? Like, the ball is just like, he just handles it like very few can. And I heard Kendrick Perkins on a local show here yesterday, and Perkins played 13 years in the NBA and is now getting into the media thing. And he said, you've got a guy, and I thought it was an interesting description. You've got the athleticism of Russell Westbrook. You've got the ball handling of Kyrie Irving and the passing of Rajon Rondo. And he said, who wouldn't want that guy on your roster? And then you factor that he's 20 years of age. And the story I related to somebody was, we saw one of my good friends on the traveling teams, Rob Fisher, our TV sideline reporter. And we were sitting at the hotel in the lobby. And the hotel restaurant had just kind of made last call. We get back a little bit late for food. And I said, well, hey, why don't you guys go down here? And we looked at each other. And I said, can they get in there? Because if it's 21 and over, they can't. Our two best players are 20 years of age. And I'm like, they can't even go, like, late night to a restaurant if it's 21 and over. And that bodes well. That bodes well. So there's going to be some bumps along the way. But having a guy like Ja getting that pick was massive for the city and the fan base because – the Memphis Tigers are going to be really good this year. Penny Hardaway's got an incredible recruiting class. Obviously, there's a few things that have happened that have bumped in the road for that, but they're still going to be a tournament team. And if you would have gone into this year, and let's just say they had to convey their pick to Boston, which they very nearly did, where would your hope be? What would you be thinking right now going, what are we going to do? So now, instead, you've got a kid that – everybody wants to clamor to see. Unfortunately, he's not going to play tonight. I understand why they're doing these things. I would have thought if you weren't going to play him in one of the two games, my decision would have been don't play him Saturday. But I think they just felt like, you know, let's get him a night now and not risk any further damage. You know, the back thing was just such a freak accident where he fell into a cameraman. But the buzz is about the city and it's about the NBA world. And I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
Eric Hasseltine, voice of the Grizzlies. You mentioned his fellow 20-year-old, Jaren Jackson Jr. How cool is it going to be that here you are? I mean, he's 6'11", and he comes out of the Michigan State, obviously that high-profile program. But I tell you, you've got two young men who are 20 years old that can grow together.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, Jaren should probably be a rookie this year. He was a young rookie last year at 19, just having turned 19, which meant he was 18 as a freshman in college, and Ja's similar to that. I think he said it best. You know, he came on our broadcast after the win in Golden State, and he was obviously excited. He said, I got my guy back. I got my point guard back. And that's not meant as a slight to our backups, Tyus Jones and DeAnthony Melton, but these two guys have formed a camaraderie and a bond. And, you know, Jaren was that prodigy. Jaren was that guy that from a young age you knew he had the potential to be special. Ja was not. But Jaren's father and didn't let him just rest on that, because he made a 13-year NBA career out of being undrafted, and taught him that, hey, you can stick in this league if you can shoot. And so Jaren at 6'11", I believe if you really measure him, he's probably 7 feet tall. You know, they're going through this wave in the NBA where people have been kind of fudging the numbers of heights and weights for years, and it's hilarious to me to go through my game charts and you don't see a team and all of a sudden the guy's 2 inches shorter than he was a year ago, or an inch taller, or 10 pounds lighter, or 15 pounds heavier. And you're just like, okay, whatever. They're just being more stringent on the exact numbers. But I think Jaren's close. If not 7 feet, he's awfully close. And he's figuring it out as well. In the game against Phoenix, first couple of plays, he kind of just was off stride. And then he figured out where he could go, and he's starting to realize he can square guys up from about 15, 20 feet out. And with his strides, and for a guy his size, his ability to handle the basketball, it's two strides and he's at the rim. Hmm. There's not a lot of guys that going to block a shot. And where he gives defenders fits is he shoots from the outside right-handed, but you get him within 5, 10 feet of the basket, a lot of times he finishes left-handed. And now you've got defenders guessing, where is he going to go? He loves to go to his left, but he can clearly go to his right. And so if you guess wrong, you're in big trouble, because he's not going to miss when he gets that close.
Eric, what are the realistic goals this year for the Memphis Grizzlies? I mean, we know the West is so loaded. The two L.A. teams, Utah's, projected to be really good. We all know how loaded the Western Conference is. Is it realistic to expect the Grizzlies to try to scrap for a 7 or 8 seed? How do you see it?
No, I don't think that's in the cards. And yeah, I'm going to sound like the company pitch man here. they're paying the bills, so I'm not going to shy away from it. I've said from day one the realistic goal is obviously, in my opinion, to get the bond between those two guys we've been talking about. To get Brandon Clark minutes, who's been very good when he's been out there, and really has shown that the Grizzlies, I think, got a steal in the pick in the 20s where they grabbed the young man out of Gonzaga. Find out who works well with one another, and maybe if you have a guy that isn't exactly cohesive with what you have the flexibility to move somebody and try to bring somebody else in. Simple fact of the matter is, you have a team that, if you go back to look at the 2018 training camp roster as compared to this year's 2019 training camp roster, there's only two guys left, and that's Jaren Jackson and Dylan Brooks. And you're not going to win in this league at a high level with a very young roster. Would be the youngest roster if it weren't for the Andre Iguodala situation, and that now with the ability to make trades of guys you've signed coming up in the NBA, you have to wait until mid-December. That's probably going to be something that gets explored. And if Andre Iguodala is moved sometime in the near future, you're going to have, if not the youngest, probably the second youngest roster. Those teams just don't win 50 games. You've got to learn, and they're figuring things out. So I think the realistic goal was to get the bond between those guys and for those guys to develop and take some lumps, and, but also develop an exciting style of play. And that's what Taylor Jenkins, the new head coach, has done. He's high volume 3-point shooting, ball movement, high volume assists. Let's play fast. Let's, try to start it with our defense. But, when you're 20 years old, defending guys that are 27, 28 that have been in the league 6, 7 years and are really good, you're gonna have some nights where you don't get that job done. And so I don't think anybody in Memphis believes that they were going to make the playoffs. What I've said is, look at it in stages. Where they are right now on December 13th, they look much better than they did when we opened the season. Where they're going to be come, February 1st, right before the All-Star game, they're going to look better than now. And then I would be shocked, guys, if they stay healthy and you watch this team late March and into early April, they're going to beat some teams that are thinking, okay, we need a win. We're in the playoff picture. We need a win. Everybody, if you lose one in Memphis, that's dropping one to the field. We know they're a good young team, but they're not there yet. We need this, and they're going to get them. And they're going to go out, and they're going to beat somebody, and they're going to beat them, and they're going to they're going to look at that loss and go, that could have hurt us. And they're going to upset some teams. They're going to play a little bit of a spoiler role. And in truth, and I'm not a big believer in not playing to win. I don't know that any NBA player is. I think some front offices will manipulate the roster to try to rebuild, and I get that. But you're never going to convince me that an NBA player or coach has ever sat in a locker room and go, hey, guys, let's go lose tonight. They're just not built like that. But in truth, the best thing for this team would probably be to have an opportunity to keep the pick. If it's in the top six, it's theirs. Get another young piece in what a lot of people deem to be a very deep draft with the players that are showing in their freshman and sophomore years this year in college basketball that there's going to be some guys that can help. And then you could turn a corner very quickly, a lot like the Oklahoma City Thunder once did when they had Kevin Durant. They had Jeff Green at the time, who hadn't had the heart issue yet. Then they drafted Russell Westbrook, and they kept their pick, or they had it, and they got James Harden. And they went from a 28-29-win team to a 50-win team because it clicked. They also added Serge Ibaka. But they had that flexibility to move. They had moved off Ray Allen's contract, and Wally Szczerbiak was with them at the time, and they moved off that contract. So that's kind of where this team is. They're going to have about $55 million in cap room. Doesn't mean you have to spend it. And the Denver Nuggets are where they're at right now because the year everybody had a Brinks truck backed up to their house, and you were seeing guys like Timofey Mozgov and Luol Deng and Bismack Biyombo get four-year, $72 million contracts, and you're looking around going, what world do I live in right now? The Denver Nuggets, when they didn't get their guys, sat back. And the next year, they went and got Paul Millsap because everybody else had spent their money. And they said, cool, we'll be the one team that has enough money to go after somebody next year. And that Paul Millsap addition is why a lot of people think they may be the team, along with the Clippers, that challenges what the Lakers are doing, although the way they're playing, who knows. But, you know, it's a long answer, but I think the realistic goals right now are to get these guys as far as possible this year and instill that confidence in them that they can play. And the other metaphor I use is you guys have been around the sports game probably about as long as I have, and all I tell people is look back at that 1990 Atlanta Braves pitching staff when Bobby Cox with Leo Mazzoni as his head coach or as his pitching coach let three young guys go out and take their lumps, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, and Steve Avery. They all went about 7-17 or 8-15. And the next year they went worst to first because all of a sudden those kids, after taking their behind kickings for a year, knew how to get guys out the next year. And they had guys that could hit behind them. So I think that's what you're going to see. I'm not saying there'll be a playoff team next year. That's not really the way the NBA goes right now. It's a star-based league, and you've got guys that teams that are just loaded in the West, like you said, and some young up-and-coming teams. Sacramento's good.
Yep.
Denver's good. Phoenix is good. But they're going to get there sooner than later.
Eric, always a pleasure. Love having you. I've told you this many, many times. We love having the Grizzlies on here in Nashville. We really appreciate it. And they're going to be fun to watch. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys having us and love the support from Nashville as well. They are going to be fun to watch. Love to see some of you guys down there.
All right.
For
hey,
sure.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. They're going to be fun. They are fun.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
And those with Jackson and Morant, both are 20 years old.
Yeah.
And that's your cornerstones.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep. Let's take a break.
You know when you got to be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't want to do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting a Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric, what are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific Segmentation, 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully without disturbing it, he noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function, but Despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
I'm Eric Oprun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
As we watched the suburban garden gnome carefully without disturbing it, he noticed that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk. Napa
Know-How. Just in time for the holidays, select Craftsman tools are now available at Napa. Celebrate with a Craftsman 20-volt cordless impact wrench kit for just $149.99. It's the perfect gift for everyone in your list, even you. So get great savings on select Craftsman tools, now available at your local Napa store. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/19.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 54 degrees. Chance of showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 38. Showers likely tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's John Waters. Sports Radio WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Tell a friend.
Goggin Cold Hall Studios, coldest team in town. Tom Hodges, visit GogginCold.com. 2 weeks from today, we're going to be at Goggin Cold
Hall.
Yes,
we will.
Yes, we will.
I'm finally going to get to meet the fine people over there and get a look at their facilities and shake some hands. I'm looking forward to it.
Eat food.
Hey, that's always a plus.
Free, it's me, right?
Weight of my heart is through my stomach.
By the way, we usually go to the Southern Steak and Oyster the third Friday of each month.
Right.
We are going to be doing the Bill King Show and our show from the Southern Steak and Oyster the morning of the Music City Bowl. So we'll be downtown. Don't know if you're going to be.
I don't know my availability
for that. Because you're
going
to be in Houston the next day, the day before, right?
Exactly, yeah. We'll be in Houston for the final regular season game against the Texans. Of course, these two teams meeting twice in the next 3 weeks. So that could be a very, very, very meaningful game. So we'll see. And have you heard this? I'm hearing talk that maybe next week's game against the Saints might be flexed.
I heard it might be flexed.
Yeah.
To what, Sunday night?
Or maybe either the late afternoon window or Sunday night. So we'll have to check on that. As soon as we get word on that, we'll obviously pass that along in our various forms of communication, either social media or right here on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, or News Channel 5, Charlie.
You're on TV.
John, are you trying to tell me you're on TV or something?
Well, it's funny you should
ask. I never knew.
In addition to my duties here on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, I also work at News Channel 5.
Wait, hold up. Before you get started on you're on the radio?
Yes.
He said duties.
He said duties.
Yeah, I said duties. It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show right here on WNSR Radio.
And I got one more hour. That's all I got.
I'll check that out sometime, John. But where else can I see you?
Well, you can see me on News Channel 5 doing the sports. We also do a great Sunday night show called the Electric Power Company Sunday Sports Central. Myself and Steve Lehman are the hosts. It's on every Sunday night after the late news. And listen, if you're on the go, I got a couple of ways you can keep up with what's going on. You can go to newschannel5.com for all the latest news, weather, and sports information. And you can download our News Channel 5 mobile app. Take News Channel 5 with you wherever you go.
So, all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
And you can also follow me at JohnBurton32 and also at NC5_JohnBurton. Follow News Channel 5 on Twitter at NC5, the number 5.
Also, is that it? Are you?
I'm done. You can have your show back.
It's our show. It's all three of our shows, and you know that. Except when I want it to be mine. Let's just say that home team wins, because there's a very strong possibility these teams will split.
Sure,
that makes the middle game these next three games. The Saints here,
right,
or advantage Texans at Tampa Bay.
I think
you'd rather travel to Tampa Bay than play the Saints at home, because everything the Saints are playing for.
Well, you never know which Jameis is going to show up when you're talking Tampa Bay, and the Saints are going to need that game, I think, next week.
Tampa's just sort of, you know,
they're
whatever.
Kind of blowing in the wind there. Right, but yeah, you're right about that. So all the more reason why the Titans need to secure a win on Sunday.
Hold serve here.
Yep.
But, I was just – I don't even – what is Tampa Bay? Are they like 5-8?
I think they're 5-8,
something like that. So,
Jameis Winston's stat lines are like the most amazing thing. You talk about a best worst read.
Yeah.
It'll be something like 19 of 32 for 345 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 1 fumble.
Right.
You know,
and one of the interceptions is a pick six, if not both.
It's insane.
He
manages to do great and awful things at the same exact time every Sunday.
Consistently inconsistent.
Well, they're 6-7. So they're out of the wild card, because you're going to have San Francisco or Seattle. One of those two will be the division winner. You know, obviously, the 49ers. So that's one of those wild cards. And then obviously the Saints are 10-3 and just run away for that division. But they're playing for home field all the way through. And you got the Packers at 10-3, Vikings 9-4. So Tampa at 6-7. But they've won 3 in a row here, and 4 of their last 5 Tampa Bay has. So I don't know.
Yeah. You
know,
and we didn't get into Lamar Jackson's performance last night against the Jets.
What did he do?
5 touchdown passes, ran for 86 yards, broke Michael Vick's single-season rushing record for a quarterback, well over 1,000 yards. Basically, on national TV last night, albeit against a bad team, the New York Jets, pretty much solidified his MVP status for the end of the season. Two things I know. I don't know much, but two things I know. Joe Burrow will win the Heisman tomorrow, and Lamar Jackson will win the NFL MVP award.
His 5 touchdown passes to 5 different receivers, but he's not a quarterback. He's only thrown 33 touchdown passes this year, which leads the National Football League.
Well,
but he can't play quarterback in that league.
A certain former NFL executive said he shouldn't even think about being a quarterback, switch to wide receiver.
But it wasn't only Charlie Casserly, okay? It was a lot of people who
You named the name. I didn't name the name.
I did, but there were a lot of people think.
They're all wrong. long.
Well, he's not going to stay healthy. You know, well, I don't know if anybody can hit him.
They can't. You can't hurt what you can't hit, catch.
But yeah, you mentioned Michael Vick, 1,106 rushing yards had been standing what since 2002, something like that. Oh, early.
I want to say 2003, maybe 2004,
somewhere through there.
Yeah. Early 2000s.
But last night, 15 of 23, 212 yards, a 134 passer rating, and he also rushed for 86 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, maybe he can play in this league. I don't know. But a lot of people.
I still say he should have switched to running back or wide receiver.
There is an ex-Titans general manager on the radio in this marketplace. I'm not going to name names, Floyd Reese, but he didn't think he could play in this league.
Fellas,
I heard him say it.
Can I just say that I had a little bit of a vision, and it's not a good one. It's like that in Raising Arizona when the bounty hunters come in tight vision. I've had this vision that the Titans are going to cross paths with Lamar Jackson at the most important time of year. And my word, Titans-Ravens is already salty enough.
Mm.
But I just have
a little bit of bad blood next series.
I just have this feeling.
Yeah.
Come postseason.
Yeah.
Titans Ravens are going to end up crossing paths.
Well, that would mean the second week most likely of the divisional round, which would be awesome.
Well, if you win your division, you won't play Baltimore that first game.
Right.
So, but Baltimore will have a bye, and you would most likely play to advance. And if they're the high seed and you're the lowest, it would be Baltimore.
Yeah, whatever the lowest remaining seed is.
Yep. You're seeing my vision now.
I dig it. I feel it.
I'm glad it cleared up for you, Charlie. Thank you. Anyway, hey, coming up, Picking with the Pickers, comedian Dusty Slay will join us. He at Zany's Wednesday night and on with us right after the break.
WNTC, Drakesboro.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. The House Judiciary Committee this morning has passed two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Because the resolution contains two distinct propositions, we will divide the question between the two articles. The question now is on Article 1 of the resolution, impeaching President Donald J. Trump for abusing his powers.
The vote was strictly along party lines, all Democrats voting aye, the Republicans voting nay. This sets up a vote sometime next week in the full House on the articles of impeachment. Assuming they pass, the next step is a trial in the Senate. ABC's Mary Bruce says White House lawyers were on the Hill yesterday talking about the potential trial with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
That meeting was in part a negotiation. The president has said he wants an aggressive defense in the Senate, including live witnesses like Hunter Biden and the whistleblower. But Senate Republicans tell us they don't want any witnesses at all. They want a speedy trial and to move on.
This is ABC News.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Whether you're a casual golfer or an avid golfer, let Edwin Watts Golf Shop help you fill your wish list with the season's best deals in golf. Featuring special holiday offers from Callaway. Save $10 on Callaway Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X golf balls, now $34.99 a dozen. And the new Callaway Jaws MD5 wedge for only $159.99. And while you're there, register to win free golf balls for a year. Edwin Watts Golf Shops offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, helping golfers' holiday dreams come true since 1968.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Geico presents, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven? And all of the burners. My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Welcome back to the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show, live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
who wants to party?
On the radio.
Hold on to your hat.
There are a bunch of drama queens that spend an hour talking and 20 minutes jumping around while close up.
This is the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hold it!
Call now at 844-5600.
We are created to serve a singular purpose for which we will go to end.
Now, here are your hosts, Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's time for Pickin' with the Pickers.
Pickin' with the Pickers.
Featuring Vince Gill and his phone numbers of legends. They join Greg Pogue and John Burton as they pick the picks and tell some tales. From college to the NFL, Pickin' with the Pickers is presented by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka. You never know what you're going to get when you're picking with the Pickers.
She witnessed a pick.
And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there.
Was it a scratch or a pick?
If we pick, do we not bleed?
Moses was a picker.
And now, here's your hosts, famous people.
Excellent production work there by our production manager, Jake.
Outstanding.
Always want to give him a shout out. It is Picking with the Pickers, brought to you by Landmark Bank and with our Pickers Vodka folks. We were over there last Friday, Vince Gill. Our guest, he's going to be at Zany's this coming Wednesday night. Comedian Dusty Slay. And you've seen him on Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, Comedy Central. And he's got something called Dusty Slay's Grand Old Comedy Show. And as a matter of fact, the youngest comedian to ever perform on the Grand Ole Opry stage.
That's
Dusty.
Pretty cool. Morning, Dusty.
Hey, good morning, Dusty.
All right, we're having a good time.
That's right. You like to tell the audience that they're having a good time, right?
That's right. That's right. You got to let them know.
And you don't want to risk it, right? I've heard.
Right, well, a lot of comics, they come out and they go, are we having a good time? Not me. I can't risk it.
Oh, man. I love the first sentence of you on your website. Everybody can go to DustySlay.com, the website. And you can take the boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the boy. Opelika, Alabama, lot 8 of the mobile home.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of that works at way into your material.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's what I always say. You know, I mean, the worst part about living in a trailer park wasn't actually living there. It was having to write my address down on anything in elementary school. I didn't become the poor kid until I had to write Lot 8 Moore's Trailer Park down on my school paperwork. And the other kids are like, Dusty, you live in a trailer? I'm like, I don't know why you're so surprised. I mean, my first name is Dusty. I come to school in a NASCAR t-shirt and my backpack's from the Marlboro catalog.
In Opelika, Alabama, too. I know exactly where that is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Opelika. I mean, it's great. I mean, but they say Opelika, historically, pretty dangerous town. They say when the train used to roll through there in the 1800s, they would tell people to duck down because people in Opelika would shoot at the train.
Now, are you you Roll Tide or War Eagle, Dusty?
Well, it's touchy. It's tough for my family. I got divorced. My parents got divorced when I was 2. Then there was a custody battle. My mom lost, so I had to go live with her. And see, my mom's an Auburn fan. My dad's an Alabama fan, and they're both very serious about it. It's very serious. So I've learned to walk the line, you know.
Wow, you're one of the few in the state of Alabama, or from the state of Alabama, that can do that.
Yeah, where I come from, they say you're either an Alabama fan or you went to college. I didn't go to college, so roll tide. You know what I mean?
Man, are you always on? I know this is the showbiz thing here, you know, doing this radio, and we really appreciate it and having you, and I really enjoy your work. And Wednesday night at Zany's, I know you'll knock them out there. But are you always on? Do people always expect you to be funny?
Well, I don't know if I am always. I'm pretty subtle, right? So sometimes I don't know if people are getting my jokes. You know, I go visit, you know, my dad or somewhere, he'll take me around, and I try to tell a couple of jokes. I feel like nobody gets what I'm talking about. So I just, I try to keep it, I don't know, I like being funny. I try to stay funny, but sometimes I'm a little too subtle, I think.
Were you that kid in school? Were you kind of like the class clown, the funny guy growing up, or how did you get into comedy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I felt like I always had a good way of making the teacher laugh. You know, I could make this class laugh and the teacher laugh, so I wasn't sent out I feel like a class clown always gets in trouble, right? I was still making the class laugh after the class clown got sent out, you know?
and you look the part, man. I mean, the trucker hat, the long hair, the mustache, those big old glasses that you, Charles Nelson Reilly glasses that you wear. You look in the flannel shirt, you look the part, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like I grew right into it. You know, I found this old West Point Pepperell trucker hat. And I put it on, I was like King Arthur pulling the sword out of the stone. I feel like I put it on, I was like, oh, I'm supposed to wear this. And, yeah, I mean, it feels good. I mean, I moved to Charleston, South Carolina for a while. I lived there, bit of a, you know, I don't know. I feel like that I tried to not be as country. I moved to Nashville, and I feel like I just got right back into it, and it feels good.
Yeah, how much fun is it to live in Nashville? It's a blast, isn't it?
Man, I love living here. It's so great. I do do Zany's once a month. I do the Grand Ole Opry once a month. I just hit 10 times at the Grand Ole Opry. I hit it while performing at the Ryman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sharing the stage with Dionne Warwick and Rita Wilson. Tom Hanks was backstage.
Wow.
This is a great place. This is the best place. I love it.
Who were some of your influences coming up as a comedian?
Well, Jeff Foxworthy was always my favorite as a kid. I was in middle school living in a trailer when Jeff Foxworthy came out with the You Might Be a Redneck album. And he had us walking around school saying, Yonto and I, like we weren't already saying it. I mean, and when he had that joke where he said, he went out on the porch and there's some dogs in the yard. He ran on the porch and go, get on out of here. And I was like, man, that's exactly what we said. I don't know how he nailed it that way. But get on out of here is exactly what we said.
Mm. My favorite Jeff Foxworthy joke is, if your underwear doubles as your bathing suit, you just might be a redneck.
That is good.
Dusty Slay with us, dustyslay.com, the Grand Ole Comedy Show, Wednesday night at Zany's, 7 o'clock. And how did the Grand Ole Opry gig come about? Because obviously, 10 times now, that's, you know, there are a lot of people, country music singers, and a lot of singers that don't ever get to grace that stage, and now you've been up there 10 times. That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to do it. I really wanted to do it, and then finally I got a manager out of L.A., and she got me on there right away. I don't know how that happened. It took me getting someone from L.A. to get me on it, but I love it. I mean, the moment I did it, I mean, it seemed like everyone there liked me, and so I've been going there monthly. I got some agents here that are also in town, and they're always they got a lot of musicians, so they're always kind of working me in. I think it's easy to work a comic in, you know, because you're like, there's not as many people going for that position. I mean, every musician wants to be at the Opry, but I mean, I say, you know, I can't play an instrument, so at least I can tell some jokes at the Opry. That's my only shot. That's the closest I'll get to being a country music star.
What about some of the national shows you've done? We've seen you on, you know, Jimmy Fallon, some of the big national late night talk shows. How nerve wracking is that? Because you usually only get one shot to nail it on those types of shows and those types of opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, the Tonight Show is about as nerve wracking as it gets, especially the first time. Right now that I've done it a couple of times, it's okay. But the first time, I'm like, okay, everyone I've ever known will potentially see me on this. And if it goes bad, they'll go, oh, that's what you're doing, huh? big-time comic, huh? But it went well, so it feels great. I mean, it's just nerve-wracking as it gets, though. I mean, I'm backstage, and well, the first time I was on, I think, one of the Jacksons. Who was it? Now I can't even think. Janet Jackson was backstage.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
I could tell you which Jackson it wasn't, but that would be cruel.
Wow.
But, you know, okay, you talk.
If it was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hi, I'm not dead. Maybe it was a hologram, but who knows?
Yeah.
But how important was it, though? You did the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, to get that invite back. How important was that?
It's like the same as the Opry, right? It's like it's always amazing to get invited back. Because I always think with the Opry, I'm like, all right, now I've done it 10 times. All I got to do is not mess this up, and I'll get to do 11. So that's what I think about the Tonight Show. I mean, to get invited back, especially within a year, which doesn't happen a lot, to get invited back that fast. So, yeah, it feels great. I mean, I've made great friends all over the country in all these different places. And, you know, growing up in a trailer park in Alabama, I was always afraid of cities in general. I just thought, I was like, I don't know why anyone would live in cities. I just felt like everybody was getting stabbed and shot all the time in cities. I don't understand why people would want to live there. And, I was so confused. I thought, you know, Illinois was Chicago. I thought New York was New York City. And now that I'm up there, like, making friends in New York City, it blows my mind all the time. Anytime I think about it, I'm like, wow, amazing.
Yeah, because I'm from upstate New York, and where I'm from is worlds away from New York City. I grew up about 4.5 hours from NYC, and where I'm from compared to, you know, Times Square are two totally different things. Same state, but totally different world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm in the middle of a cornfield in Illinois one day thinking, wow, I used to think it was all Chicago.
Dusty Slay with us. He is going to be at Zany's. Tell us about the Grand Ole Comedy Show, and it's pretty cool they're letting you use that.
I wonder how long will that last. I wasn't doing the Opry back when I made that name. I've been doing it for about 3 years, and the show that I do, I always host, I headline, and then I have, you know, friends that I've met along the way on the road be on the show. I've had some, you know, a few musical guests here and there, but mainly it's just a bunch of comics, and I'm all over the show, and then it's usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and just a fun show. I like to keep a relatively clean show, a show not about politics. I ask the comics to not talk about politics and to be relatively clean. That way everybody can enjoy it, no matter who comes.
Yeah.
Well, how cool is it? We, you know, Lucy, we do a lot with Lucy over at Zany, such a sweetheart of a lady. But how cool, we're so fortunate about Zany's. Everybody's been through there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's since the 80s.
Some of the biggest acts, in comedy history, right?
Yeah, we've become friends with Killer Bees, Trent and his wife, and over the years. And here you are living in Nashville. Man, have a Zany's has such a national reputation.
Yeah, it's the best. I mean, I travel all over the country. I do clubs everywhere, and Zany's is one of the best in the country. I mean, I am so happy. And Lucy is great. Killer Bees is great. They say, some people say that Zany's is the club that Bees built. And I don't know. I wasn't around then. But all those people are so great. Lucy's one of my best friends. Zany's is, oh, man, it's amazing. What an amazing club. Chris Rock was there last year, I think, Aziz Ansari. I mean, everybody, all the big people come there. I met Gene Simmons.
Wow.
at Zany's. John Rich from Big and Rich gave me $180 one time after a show. He came up, he was like, great show. Shook my hand. He had a wad of money in there. Like $180. I was hosting. That was more than I made the whole weekend.
Dusty Slay's Grand Ole Comedy Show, Wednesday night, and on the Opry as well. You can go to his website, and it's a cool website, DustySlay.com. Now, Dusty, we the premise of this thing is to get entertainers and comedians and actors and politico, whatever, famous people on. We do it to pick some football games, and I know in the South you know exactly what that means, right?
Yeah, I'm ready. I looked at the I feel like I know college football a little better, but I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
We don't college football. We don't have. Yeah, there's the only thing we got really of note nationally anyway is the Army Navy game, and what a cool that's a bucket list thing to
absolutely
to go to that one. But Navy
2 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah. News Channel 5, by the way.
Oh, it's a CBS. Good plug there.
Thank you.
Dusty, John's the. If you watch TV, John's the sports News Channel 5 sports ankle.
I'm the ankle.
He's the ankle. Anchor.
I'm the anchor. I'm the anvil holding the show down is what I am.
My buddy and fellow comic Brian Bates said he used to work with you.
Yep. I know Brian very well. Yep.
Yeah.
So Navy is an 11-point favorite over Army. And, however you want to do it, Dusty, who do you like?
I'm going Navy with the points. I'm getting, I'm just basing this off what I know about the Army and the Navy. And, you know, if you're in the Navy, you're on a ship all the time. So you get off that ship, you're ready to play, right? So in the Army, they get to run around all the time. So I'm going Navy here.
I'm going Army to cover. Navy will win, but Army will cover the 11th.
I'm not that I want to go with my friend John here, but I think Army's going to keep this close, too. And Navy's had what a great turnaround. You a big? Are you NFL? Are you a Titans fan? I don't know. Growing up where you grew, you're pretty close to Atlanta. Falcons, who do you like in the NFL?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've always been more of a Falcons. We've been, Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Falcons. I don't know who really likes the Hawks, but we, Atlanta's always been our team. But, I like the Titans. I mean, I love living here. I haven't been to a game yet. I actually saw Vanderbilt play at Nissan Stadium, but a couple of years ago. But anyway, I like the Titans. I like the Titans over the Texans. I mean, either way, you're pulling from a team that originated from Houston, right? And,
yep.
But I think the Titans are hot right now. I mean, the Texans are too, but I'm going Titans with the points.
All right, John.
What's the line?
3. Titans are 3-point favorites.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans. Yeah, I like.
Well, you sound convinced. Wow, sell it to me, John.
I think the home field will be just enough for the Titans to win.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill's pumped. He's pumped right now.
He is, man. He's playing at an MVP level, and nobody's really talking about him, but, he is dealing right now.
Yeah,
for sure.
and Alabama product Derrick Henry, too.
Derrick Henry, yeah, a machine.
He really is. I think the Titans will lose. So I'm going to take the Texans.
Wow.
How about that? I'm not going to take the Texans to cover. I think the Texans win. Saints -9 over the Colts. We have the Saints. The Saints come marching in. Oh, God. The Saints come marching in next week here to Nashville. The Saints are 9-point favorite over the Colts, Dusty.
Oh, man, I landed at an airport in Minneapolis with 45 seconds to go in the game last week and watched the 49ers beat the Saints in the very end. I'm going Saints all the way. I think Saints are crushing it this week. I think Saints plus the points plus many more. They're crushing it. They're coming out hot.
Yep. Saints -9.
I agree with our guest. I'm taking the Saints, and I'm laying the 9.
Laying the 9?
I think they're a little ticked off as to how things went last week. They had that game in hand, and they ended up losing it in the end, and they're going to put a hurting on Indy.
Well, if you're with them coming here, you don't want them coming here with 2 straight losses, that's for sure. So, I think the Colts hang around and make a game. This is the last stand for the Colts, or their season's over. So I think it's closer than
the
9. I
think their season ended when Dane Cruikshank blocked that field goal, and Ty Smith took it back to the house.
But. And then our last one, the Rams and the Cowboys. The Rams are a slight favorite, 1.5-point favorite over the Cowboys. You like the Cowboys? You either got to love or hate the Cowboys, okay?
See, I'm going Cowboys. This would be the only one I'm picking that is picked to not win. I'm going Cowboys. I think the Rams, here they are. This city, that city. You can't trust a team that moves around a lot.
said a fan of the Titans who moved here. So,
I'm a Giants fan. I hate the Cowboys. Go ahead, Dusty.
they move once, you know. They move, well, you can trust a team that moves one time. But the Saints, I mean, the Rams are in L.A. for a while. They're in St. Louis. They're back and forth.
I'm a Giants fan. Hate the Cowboys. Ram it, baby.
Yeah, I'm going with the Rams. As a matter of fact, Dusty, I don't think I agreed with you on a single game.
I love that. I like when we don't agree. It's more fun when we don't agree.
Yeah, I get that at home a lot, too. But Dusty, man, again, it's been a pleasure. Wednesday night at Zanies. We'll catch you on the national TV shows. And so cool you're living here. It's we really enjoy your work, and good luck, continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on here. I really do.
Thanks, Dusty.
All right, Wednesday night at Zanies. Thank you, Dusty.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Pretty cool.
Good dude, man. Yeah. Funny guy. Good-natured guy.
Knows you guys have a connection.
Yeah. Brian Bates, who used to be in charge of News Channel 5 Plus, worked with him the first half of my News Channel 5 experience. He left the business to do comedy, I guess, full-time.
Yeah.
And he does shows in and around the area. So, this is Nashville, man. It's a 6 degrees city. Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody. We're all connected.
He did Jimmy Fallon twice in the same calendar year.
Yeah.
Not a lot of comedians do that.
Yeah, when they ask you back, that means you're doing something,
right?
They
get that first one, but hey, we want you back.
And then in the old days of Johnny Carson, if he called you over to sit with him, that means you really killed it, and he's going to give you that Johnny Carson rub. He's going to put you over, right, Charlie?
Yeah, Fallon does a little bit of that, too.
But
a lot of it is
usually
just,
when the host calls you over after you do your set, that means, you know, you're on the right track.
But
you made an impact, so to speak.
So, and the Grand Ole Opry thing, 10 times. Wow. Anyway, hey, I want to thank everybody for who helped us line that up. So, picking with the pickers. And I disagreed with him all four
of
his
games. Yeah, you did, man. Well, that Rams-Dallas pick was more out of emotion. But I think Dallas is, I think they're fugazi. And I think the Rams, you know, they're picking things up now.
Yeah.
They looked good last week. They had a good game last week.
Yeah,
I think they're going to start to get back on track. You know, Goff is playing a lot better. They're finding Gurley more in the offense. And I just think Dallas is fugazi.
615-844-5600. We're wide open the rest of the show. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Love to hear from you. It is the Greg Pogue, John Burton Show. Crazy Charlie. We're hanging out here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. To the men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. Your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. That's 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. Thanking the men and women of our military for their service and wishing everyone a happy and healthy holiday season.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, cloudy skies, a high of 49 degrees with a light breeze. Scattered showers overnight tonight, cloudy, a low of 42. Isolated showers tomorrow morning, mostly cloudy, 52. On Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's John Waters.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. They put the fun in dysfunctional.
Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Crazy Charlie, we're all hanging out here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. 615-844-5600. The phone lines are full, and so we'll get
we're
to
banked.
Them.
Banked phone
and,
lines.
We're just hanging out here the rest of the show, and you want to talk to us, more than welcome to. Volboy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's doing up, well. Volboy? How you doing? Happy Friday, brother.
Yeah, same to y'all. Well, Greg, I'm glad to see that you make friends and get the wisdom from the cocky cackling one. Yes, like that.
What? I lost you there. You were in and out. So.
All right, the cocky cackling one. That's my new nickname for your favorite caller, your admirer.
Oh, he Jeff?
Yeah, no.
Cosby Cattleman?
Cocky Cackling One.
Oh.
Hey, sometimes they just don't go over, John. I don't know.
Do you know what he's saying?
Are you talking about the Cattleman?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, he's... we don't have much of a relationship, Cattleman.
No, he doesn't. Well, he'll hang around and call our show every once in a while. He's always welcome to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that puts you up in the Bill King category, right?
Well, he's on Bill every day. He's got his regular set there.
Right. Well, what do you think about the game tomorrow, basketball wise, Greg and John?
Thank you for including me, Volboy. I'll start. I think it's going to be a great game. I think close game, but I think Tennessee will pull it out. You know, they've been great at home the last couple of years now, and I think that'll be enough to get them the win.
Well, part of me would like to see James Wiseman play, for
huge
Memphis.
Part of me.
But the other part of it, I'm glad he's not playing because he probably shouldn't be ineligible. He should be ineligible all season long, quite frankly. But anyway. So
yeah, that whole deal's a travesty. That nothing more came of it, and you know, for part of the way to do what he did with Wiseman, then turn around and call Barnes classless. I mean, come on. I don't that whole Memphis basketball thing. You know, I'm from Memphis. It's always they've been good, but then you always had the Dana Kirk kind of cloud over the program. You know. Are you with me there, Greg?
Well, I mean, I do believe that their national runner-up trophy was vacated, correct?
Recently?
Well, the one with Calipari, yeah. The one when he beat by Kansas. Yeah.
Yep, I think back to Bill Walton in that one.
Yeah,
that was Larry Finch.
And I remember Keith Lee and Andre Turner. Andre Turner was a terrific point guard from Memphis.
Yeah, Keith Lee, when he turned pro, took a cut in pay. That's an old one. Hey, Volboy, go ahead.
I got
one more. John, did you ever hear the name? I mean, he was a former basketball player at Memphis. Baskerville Holmes?
Of course I remember Baskerville Holmes. He was great. He was his mom named him Baskerville because the movie, right? The Hounds of Baskerville?
Well, Sherlock Holmes. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Yeah. Sherlock Holmes, the Hounds of Baskerville.
So, yeah, I love Baskerville Holmes. That was, I think that's when Dominique Wilkins was in college as well. That was great era of college basketball. You know, I grew up just outside of Syracuse, so I've been watching college basketball my whole life. And, yeah, I remember Baskerville Holmes quite fondly, actually.
Hey, guys, I'm going to get off and let somebody else talk, unlike,
All right. Thank you, Vol Boy. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Vol Boy.
But, you know, by the way, Baskerville Holmes in 1997 was thought to have had a drug problem, depression, mm-hmm. and shot and killed his girlfriend of 6 years, and then committed suicide as well. But, yeah, Baskerville Holmes. There's a blast from the past. 615-844-5600. Eric, good morning.
First of all, Greg, I want to wish you Merry Christmas since you're going to be out next week, and don't know if I'll be calling.
Well, and you as well, Eric. You're a good friend.
Thank you. Just a couple of observations. First of all, John, you talk about your hatred of the Cowboys. I grew up a humongous Cowboys fan. Tom Landry and Roger Staubach and A2 Tall Jones, but I do agree with you. They're going to get beat. I don't wear my emotions. I don't live and die with them like Houston because of the Titans. Now I probably live and die more with them, but I can feel they're going to lose, and the Eagles are going to lose. They'll both be 6-8 in the showdown next week. And when the only thing to make it worse is if they tie.
Wouldn't that be, you and I have been both NFC East fans our whole lives. Have you ever seen a division this bad?
No. And then Dallas would win the division if they tied and then lost because they would already beat the Eagles head-to-head. The thing is going to be
so we have a 7-8-1 wild card team to look forward to. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, possibly, but of course Seattle 7-9 beat the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, the beast mode game.
And also the Chargers were 8-8 and beat Peyton Manning and the Colts because the Colts had to go to San Diego and they had a great record. But
didn't the Browns in the mid-'80s, didn't they make the playoffs with an 8-8 record?
Yeah. They had.
I know the Giants did in 2006.
And they had a big lead against Miami and blew it. Miami came from
Miami. I remember watching that game. It was an early Saturday game in Miami. I remember that.
Yeah, and you had two 11-5 teams. The Broncos and Patriots were 11-5 and missed it. And Tom Brady hurt his knee or something like that against Kansas City. But the Patriots were 11-5, Denver's 11-5. Yep. They both missed the playoffs.
I remember.
But you're going to have a 12 or 13 win Seattle or San Francisco team going to either Philadelphia or Dallas, which would be really bad.
Well, just remember that Seattle in 2010 won the division. But every team in a division obviously had a losing record. I don't think it's ever happened.
Didn't Carolina a couple of years ago, they had a 7-9 record and they made the playoffs?
Yeah, they did too.
Yep.
And of course,
7-8-1.
In a Sunday night game, both were like 7-8, I think. And, I take it back. Seattle, I think, was 6-9, and I guess the Rams were 7-8, and they beat them for the division, whatever it was, in a Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Get that. But really quick on the Titans, I'm kind of like you, Greg. I've got mixed emotions. My heart is saying Titans, but my head is telling me the Texans are going to win. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm just worried about Deshaun Watson against our secondary. Our secondary is so beat up and throwing deep because we've had problems with their receivers and tight ends, and that's my major concern. I'm hoping for the best, because also I'm hoping we win. That way I can call in Monday and, to the ticket office and get my playoff ticket. So I'm going to hit the game Sunday. If we win, I'm going to do it, but if we lose, I probably won't. Because the only way we'll get the division is we'd have to win the last two, and I don't know if that would happen.
Yeah, and the Texans would need to lose one more, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to win out and get some help, I think.
Tampa Bay. Well, good talk to you guys.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, man. Good weekend, Eric.
The Seahawks and the Panthers were the only – you guys were talking, I was looking.
You were researching. Googling.
The Seahawks and the Panthers are the only two teams to make the playoffs in the 16-game schedule. It's only happened one other time in 82 in the strike-shortened season.
Right,
when they only
played nine games.
Yeah, the Browns and the Lions were both 4-5 and made the playoffs.
I remember the Giants were 4-5 that year, and they didn't make the playoffs because they lost a couple tiebreakers.
615-844-5600. Let's go to the Burrow. Jeff, good morning.
What's going on, Greg? hope,
hey, man.
Hope you have,
doing well, thank you.
I hope y'all have a good weekend. I know John will be watching that Memphis-Tennessee game tomorrow with bated his breath. You know, some of the Tennessee fans don't want to play Memphis anymore. They said as long as Penny's there, they don't want to fool with Memphis anymore.
No, that's why you want to play it, Jeff.
But they don't want to.
That's why. They're there, silly. That's why you want to play it. The smoke, the heat, the beef.
First off,
they don't want to.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that. I don't know that I agree that most fans don't want to play that. UT fans want to get into Memphis for recruiting. I think if you poll most UT fans, they would love to have this series because it's been, you know, it's been so competitive and it's contentious. It's everything a rivalry should be.
Well, it's like guy said on radio, there's only been two good players come out of Memphis, Tony Harris and Darnell Folks.
Well, that's stupid.
So, I mean,
that is about the – whoever said that is stupid.
And I'm sure he was a UT fan. I'm sure he was. So I'm sure he was.
You want me to start reeling off players who come out of Memphis? My God.
I'm sure of it. So, but it should be a good game, I guess. There's a lot of good other games on tomorrow as far as, you know, college basketball goes. But I know the Army Navy game tomorrow as far as football America's game. I know everybody'll be watching that probably. I guess they're playing in Philadelphia. I don't know where they play or whatever.
Yeah, it's in Philly. It's the last college football regular season game of the year, as always. Then they get the spotlight deservedly all to themselves. And you know, the visuals from that game are always the best. You know, you don't always get the best game, but you always get the visuals. The cadets and the midshipmen and, you know, everybody there and, you know, the enthusiasm surrounding the game. So that's what I look forward to.
Yeah, that Navy's got a good team and Army don't. So yeah. Navy's going to a bowl game and Army will finish their season. So pretty much it. So and I guess our president will be there. I don't know, but I guess he'll be there off the corner, whatever he wants to do. And everything, but now it's just like Bob was talking about, you know, Memphis cheating, y'all were talking about the Dana Kirk thing. It's just like Tennessee with Juwan Jennings, the foot stomper. He should have been suspended the whole game, but he was suspended half. So because Tennessee wouldn't take care of their business, so the SEC had to do it for him. And stall boy, let's see if you can find that stall in Memorial Gym. You can go to the bathroom. Can you find that for us? And maybe you can call up back and tell us about the facilities in Memorial Gym. I know they're real good for you, but maybe.
Well, let me understand it. You're giving a UT fan grief about how bad Memorial Gym is. I'm hearing?
UT fan grief about slamming Memphis basketball when he's got a football player but stomp somebody's face in and only gets a half suspension because UT wouldn't do anything for themselves. They wouldn't suspend.
So we were talking about Memorial Gym a minute ago. Where'd we go?
So the conference office.
You ever seen a dog chase its tail?
Yeah. That's what it amounts to. Have a good weekend.
All right. Yeah, that's a dog chasing
his
tail.
I think.
Vol boy giving him grief about how bad Memorial Gym is and because of the UT player stuff.
Well, I am totally confused right now, which it doesn't take much.
You know what that's called? Pretzel logic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a pretzel. It's like pretzel.
Right.
That's why there's a saying, pretzel logic.
Yeah, that's,
it just loops in and out
Jeff
of each
Jeff and the
other.
Burrow logic is what that is.
Hey, let me tell you about Bar Lines. You know, and I want to promote this. Obviously, this coming Wednesday morning, Commitments, Bill King Show, and our show will be the Bill King Show Wednesday. All 5 hours down at Commitments. Of course, Bill's been promoting it and all of that.
I don't need Pogue and Burton.
No, they don't. But Charlie will be down there, and they're going to open that thing up at 6 o'clock.
Me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he
needs me.
Trust me. We know. We need you too, Charlie. So, because you've got the button. Oh, there I am.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, but, you know, Bar Lines, if you haven't been there, what a cool place to go. Just hang out there. It opens up at 11 o'clock every day and serves food to 11 o'clock at night, Sunday through Thursday, and all the way to 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. It's a perfect blend. It's a Nashville honky-tonk. And the feeling of a sports bar, those large and multiple LCD, HD TVs, that here TV mobile app. So it's a cool place to be. And again, Bar Lines is coming Wednesday. They're going to be rolling in breakfast from Kitchen Notes. That's free to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're going to have an open bar. Not an open bar. The Tuesday night at Bill's Suite is an open bar.
Right.
But then Wednesday, but the bar is going to open way earlier than 11 o'clock because that's what time
you
the show's
enjoy
over.
Some adult beverages. Mm-hmm. 21 and over, please. We're probably for ID?
Nothing like a good old Bloody Mary in early in the morning.
Absolutely.
It just kicks you right in the...
Get you going.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Bar Lines, Wednesday, commitments for Bill King. We'll take a break all the way to the top of the hour. You wanted to call us and make no sense? We obviously don't matter.
That's what we do on this show.
Yeah, we don't make any sense either. 615-844-5600.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Imagine her delight when she unwraps a luxurious spa day from A Moment's Peace, the newly remodeled day spa and salon in Cool Springs. Whether you spend a little or go lavish, you can take comfort that your gift will be treasured, your love on display and a smile on her face. What a thoughtful romantic you are. Give affordable luxury from A Moment's Peace, for her or for both of you. In Cool Springs, across I-65 from Galleria Mall at the intersection of Carruthers Parkway and Bakersbridge Avenue. Call 224-0770 or buy online anytime at amomentspeace.com.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Middle Tennessee. Don't miss your Memphis Grizzlies as they face off against the Wizards Saturday the 14th at 7 p.m. Presented by Varsity. Fans in attendance will receive a free Grizz Girls poster. And don't forget, Grizz Nation, save big on tickets to see the next-gen Grizzlies with the exclusive Grizz Pass. Pay a flat fee of just $69 and guarantee access for up to 7 games a month. You get new games every month, but the price stays the same. Visit GrizzPass.com today for more info.
You know what John Burton always says? Download the WNSR app and listen to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show everywhere.
You know, I've never heard you say anything about anything
like
that.
What are you talking about? I say that all the time.
What's your name?
I'm John Burton. Hi. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnBurton32.
Are we wrapping up our fourth week? Is this our fourth week? How many weeks have we been doing
this? Is this our third or our fourth?
Fourth.
It is our fourth.
It's our fourth week. So yeah. I've had enough. I'm out next week.
Okay. Fair enough. We're gonna have fun without you, Pogie.
I understand. Tell everybody what we got going on next week.
I'm going to have some guest hosts on throughout the week. It's going to be a blast. On Monday, we're going to have Chris Hope, former Titans Pro Bowl safety. He'll be in studio with me, and Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers, national champion with Florida State. lives here in Nashville, does a lot of great things for the community here. So we're going to be chopping it up, breaking down Titans-Texans from Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. Tuesday, my buddy from News Channel 5, our meteorologist, Henry Rothenberg, is going to join me. We're going to have a good time there. No show, obviously, on Wednesday for commitments. Bill King is going to do our show and his show at the same time, like you said. Friday, Roy Johnston will do Picking with the Pickers with us, our lead anchor from News Channel 5. And Thursday is TBA, but I've got a plan. So I got to reach out to somebody to see if this individual would like to be a part of the festivities. So we're covered, man.
Just
me, Charlie, our guests. We're gonna have a blast, right, Charlie? He's nodding in agreement.
Yes,
thumbs up from Charlie.
The Jeff mentioned that someone on Nashville radio or somewhere said that there are only two players to ever come out of Memphis any good in basketball. Okay, you ready?
Yeah,
anywhere down through here. Vincent Askew, Corey Beck, of course, national champion at Arkansas. William Bedford, Tariq Black, Derek Byers, who played at Vanderbilt. Ian Clark played at Belmont. Chris Garner, Stevie Hamer played at UT. Penny Hardaway was okay. Cedric
Henderson. Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah, Lester Hudson. Johnny Newman. If you don't know who Johnny Newman is.
I'm a Knick fan. I know who Johnny Newman is. Long time for the Knicks.
Him and Pete Maravich, I think, are the two all-time leading scorers in SEC basketball history. Elliot Perry, of course, had a real good career with that. Jarnell Stokes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about him? Adonis Thomas. Andre Turner. Shall I keep going?
Yes.
Yeah, Lorenzen Wright, the late Lorenzen Wright,
yep.
Quintel Woods. So anyway, just a few names.
Yeah,
that I came up. Google's a wonderful thing.
Love it. Yeah, that's ridiculous saying there's no good basketball players to come out of Memphis.
615-844-5600. You want to give us a call? We're just hanging out here to the top of the hour, and we'll get to you if Charlie doesn't get hung by his own phone cord over there. What was he doing over there?
Well, the phone cord was getting tangled up.
Oh, yeah.
So he's kind of letting it breathe. You know what I mean? He's kind of hanging it and letting it breathe.
Yeah, sure, Greg, because you were born in the cordless phone age. You don't know what I'm doing over here.
I'm just making radio talk, Charlie.
The hanging phone cord being stretched out isn't good radio because nobody can see it. So unless John sneakily took a picture and tweeted it out to discuss, there's really nothing to talk about.
I can neither confirm or deny that I did that, Charlie.
You wouldn't do that.
I didn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that because receipts...
Yeah. Yeah.
Receipts are not worth having on your ledger going into Christmas.
Yep.
I know your sister.
I've had some receipts, my man. So
exactly.
I feel you.
Let's get a call here before the break. Kevin, good morning. What's up, man? Hey, Kevin.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Kevin, what's up, brother?
Hey, everything's great, man. Jeff in the Burrow. I bet he's just a ray of sunshine to hang out with. Parties are.
Kevin, he kind of sees the world a little differently, I think. Would that be a way to describe it?
Well, he starts out slow and he gets wound up.
Yeah, he does. He gets all fired up.
He starts out a 30.
Remember he hung up on us last week?
Yeah, he starts out a 33 and a third and ends up 78 RPM.
Yeah.
How do you think when he hosts Bunko, how do you think those parties
go? Oh, man. Bunko.
Bunko.
Hey, when it comes to that Tennessee Memphis game, I wish Wiseman was playing.
Me too.
I wish he was playing. I like to see. I don't like it when people are hurt or suspended. I want to see the best. I want to see what Tennessee's got against the best. So it's a shame he's not playing. I mean, Tennessee is tough at home. What did they won about 30 or 31 in a row?
Yep. Something like that at the TBA. Yeah, they're virtually hard. They're virtually impossible to beat at home. I agree with you, Kevin. I would love to see Wiseman in this game. I would love that factor. And like I said, I kind of like the smoke between the two coaches. To me, that's compelling. I like watching that stuff.
It's
an in-state rivalry. Yeah. The two coaches obviously don't seem to care for one another
Bruce Pearl and John Calipari, this was at its peak.
Yep. I covered a Final Four game in the mid-90s. I was there to cover Syracuse, but the first semifinal or the second semifinal game was, I believe it was Kentucky against UMass, and so it was Pitino coaching against Calipari, and the game was great. There were a bunch of future NBA stars on both sides playing in that game, but for me, I was courtside watching the game. And to me, the more compelling thing to watch was, Pitino and Calipari going at it with the refs, going at it with each other, going at it with their players. I mean, that was some serious, you know, reality TV entertainment there.
Yeah, and you know, of course, Jeff always gets on other people about all of their, you know, glass houses. I don't throw a rock in your glass houses. Calipari, UMass, and Memphis. Both those seasons never existed.
Yep. Yep.
Never existed. Well, Tennessee's got a five-star McDonald's All-American, Josiah James, who really hasn't broke out yet. I know he's leading the team, I think, in rebounds. But I got a feeling he's going to break out a little bit this weekend. We're going to see some scoring out of him, and it's going to be a fun atmosphere. It's sold out. It's going to be rocking. And speaking of rocking, I hope y'all have a great, great weekend, brothers.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it, man.
And speaking of breaking out, you can actually put a salve on it and help out.
Yeah.
It's when you break out. Anyway, that's my last joke before vacation.
Man, thank goodness.
Johnny Ballpark Frank Show. Weekdays starting at 4 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
I want you to listen to what is a very important message from my friends at Shield Law Group and my buddy Bill Kalutis. Your credit report is really important. What if you've been the victim of identity theft, or you have an item on your credit that doesn't even belong to you, or you've been turned down for a mortgage, credit card, car loan, rental housing, job, or insurance? Okay, you get the picture. The credit report is vital. You need it to be the very best it can be. And for a lot of us, we don't even know what our score is. So that's why I bring on ShieldLawGroup.com, my friend Bill Kalutis, and his phone number, 615-742-8020. You know what? It might be the most important phone call you make all day. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rude you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rude in my house and I've been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place which combines the best of bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is the answer. Experience a great time with family, friends, and co-workers at Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. With 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there's a location near you. Book your next party or event, from birthday parties to family reunions. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers is also great for fundraising events and company parties as well. For more information, go online to strikeandsparebowling.com. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area, as well as enjoying enhanced fun in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Nashville Sports Radio is live and local and on the road.
Hey, folks, this is John Burton from News Channel 5 and the Greg Pogan John Burton Show. Nashville Sports Radio is on the road live from Goggin Cold Hall on Friday the 27th. We'll be doing a live show grilling and picking with the pickers. Join us live Friday the 27th starting at 9 at Goggin Cold Hall.
Live, local, and everywhere. WNSR is Nashville Sports Radio. Greg Pogue and John Burton Show is broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
Yeah, we're going to be there in 2 weeks. Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious, John? I don't think I've ever.
I'm really not. I'm not. I'm not. You know, I don't believe in the Friday the 13th thing. Now, listen, if I have a choice between walking under a ladder and not walking under a ladder, I'll choose not to. Mm-hmm. But I go back to what Eli Manning said. I'm not superstitious. Sometimes I am a little stitious. That's an Eli Manning quote.
It's all right. Yeah. All right.
Hey, the guy won two Super Bowls, so it worked for him.
I'm a big fan. Grizzlies and the Bucks tonight at 6:30. Tomorrow night, Grizzlies and the Wizards.
Giannis.
Got the Bucks in town, man. They're so good. We had Eric Hasseltine on last hour. You can go back to all of our social media platforms and listen to that.
Boy, he's great. He's great to talk to.
Tomorrow morning, University Showcase. That spotlights the OVC, Trevecca, TSU, and then Sunday morning, the TSU basketball coaches show at 9. Right after that, Fantasy Rescue with Zach and Jonathan, and also Predneck Nation tomorrow morning, correct, Charlie? At 6 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, rather. 5 o'clock.
Right, nearly 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
I'll be up listening. So I might call in, Charlie.
You'll be on your way home.
Well, I mean, you know.
John, you know I don't take calls. That would disrupt from what? From my time.
From you. But if I called in, you would take my call, right?
No.
If I called in at 5 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, Charlie, I want to talk Preds with you, wouldn't take my call?
No, not you.
Wow.
No, not you. Wolverine Dan ruined that for everybody. So did Dr. Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a call-in show.
It can be. You don't want to be taking Dr. D calls.
Again, what it comes down to is if I'm taking your calls, that's taking my time away. And I'm not giving up my time. It's fair my enough. Show. My name is on the marquee on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Read you loud and clear, buddy.
Stay in bed, John. Yeah, okay.
Don't worry about calling me at 5 in the morning.
I'm just going to
roll. Unless you need something and it's important, then I'm always here
like
for
bail
you.
Money.
Appreciate it. Well, keep your phone on. That's all I can
don't,
say.
By the way, don't ever call me for money. Yeah. One, it's not that I'm not willing to give, but I squandered all of mine, so I don't have any.
Well, we're in the same boat there, man.
It's not that I don't make any, and it's not that I haven't had any. Right. It's that I've squandered it.
Exactly.
All.
It's like you're not poor, you're broke. There's a difference.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference.
It's a cash flow thing.
Right, exactly.
It's cash flow.
You're not liquid.
Yeah, more going out than coming
exactly.
in.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I have an issue when it comes to having actual cash or having money. Every time I have, if I have $3, I want to either spend it right away or give it to somebody else who needs it.
Right,
so
right.
If it's in my pocket, I'm going to either impulse buy something or I'm going to see somebody else that needs lunch or whatever, and I'm going to take care of them. So, yeah, I'm broke because I just give it away. As soon as it comes in, it goes.
I feel you.
Y'all have a great week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'll be back a week from Monday.
No, you have won't. A great vacation, man. No, you're on assignment.
Yeah.
I'm telling everybody you're going to be on assignment next week.
I'll put up plenty of pictures.
We look forward to that, man. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going fishing. I'm going catching.
Yes,
there's a difference.
Exactly.
So anyway, hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Coming up this afternoon at 4, you got Johnny Ballpark. He's going to take you up to Grizzlies at 6:30. Plaz from 2 to 4.
Now, hold on a minute.
Give me the particulars. All right. Everybody have a great weekend.
WNTC, Drakesboro. On air.